Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. We've got the World Series going on right now between the Astros and Nationals. Of course, it was in Washington, D.C., where the president showed up. He was booed. And then the chant, lock him up.
Well, I mean, he deserves it. He started all that lock him up stuff. And now, of course, it's being turned on him, and that's good. You know, the one thing he gets away with, it's a traditional to boo mayors and presidents and other people at baseball games. So it's gratifying to those people who really hate Trump's guts to see him being exposed to lock him up cries. On the other hand, it is not the end of the world. Trump, of course, has electrified a lot of people by killing, allegedly, al-Baghdadi. He says that the Russians were in on it with him. He told the Russians he was going, but he didn't tell his political rivals, and he didn't tell the Congress of the United States, which many people consider to be wrong, especially if the raid had gone wrong. The fact is, David, that by pulling people out of the area, the United States forces, he limits the amount of intelligence he can have. And one of the most interesting things about this whole thing is that the Kurds are apparently largely responsible for the information and the help that he got. He has not been kind about what the Kurds have been doing over there, and we know that he has pulled the rug out from under them. So once again, he is fooling with American resources in such a way that repetition of this may be very difficult. In the end, he can take the credit if he wants, but people are saying that the whole operation got set back several weeks because of his earlier moves in Syria and moving U.S. forces out of there. Look, he'll get the credit. The question is, how much credit? Will there be a bump in the polls? Probably a little something. But in the end, there's still an impeachment procedure going on. Lots of people are being called up. One is going to a federal judge, and I suspect there's some judge shopping going on here, and asking, do I have to go? Because the White House, one coordinate branch of government, is saying no. And the Congress is saying, yes, you have to come. We have the right to subpoena you and to bring you up here. And that's sort of where we stand right now.
And as I heard on the BBC this morning, despite the fact that al-Baghdadi, if what is said is true, is dead, that doesn't mean IS is dead. And there's been a number of stories about, including a picture I saw of somebody already moving in place to take over.
Well, we know that there'll be a succession, and we know that they'll be there. Now, the question is, has Trump screwed it all up by pulling U.S. troops out of Syria? And again, all roads, as Nancy Pelosi says, and as Alan has been saying for a long time, lead to Putin and the relationship between Trump and Putin. But the Russians are saying, we didn't know anything about this. So Trump is going to be under increasing pressure to justify his moves in Syria.
And now we see that Katie Hill has resigned.
Well, you know, here is a congresswoman who allegedly had an affair with one of the people who worked for her. This is against the rules. And then it began to get worse. And I think it got to be too much for her. And so she's out. She was a rising star in the Democratic Party. But it's not going to work, that's for sure. She's gone, teaching everybody an important lesson about this time in our history. It's best to be very careful about what you do.
Well, outgoing U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry said over the weekend on Saturday, Alan, that he asked President Donald Trump to make the phone call at the center of the impeachment inquiry because it was important for the country's energy needs and had nothing to do with former Vice President Joe Biden or his son Hunter.
Look, they're looking for any way out they can possibly find, David. And they're instructing everybody who works in or around the White House or who can help to say something that will get the president off the hook here. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's substantial that he really messed up. There was a quid pro quo. There's no question about it. You know, you get the money if you do us a favor. And that won't go away. And it is central to the impeachment effort.
Well, early voting in New York began on Saturday, Alan, and this is where voters are able to cast their votes at select polling locations until November 3rd instead of waiting until Election Day on November 5th. You and I have been talking for a long time about voting reform in New York. It's now happened, although New York is among one of the last states to adopt it.
Well, we do know that when you restrict voting to a single day, there are people who can't get away to do that. If you're flipping hamburgers and you're making a few dollars an hour or $9 an hour or whatever, it's very hard to do that. So when you expand the voting franchise, it will increase the number of people who vote. That's something you really want to do. But in my opinion, the Democrats will do better under this than the Republicans. If you do it by mail, if you do expand the number of days, it will all be good. For public policy, there's no question people will vote. Less than half the people vote, or just about half the people vote for president of the United States, our most important election, I suppose. And there's reasons for that. So if you expand the franchise, more people will vote. The reason that Republicans are almost always against that is because they know they're going to get hurt.
Finally, what's happening in California, Alan, is quite scary. I mean, got the governor declaring a statewide emergency. Wildfires have spread rapidly. People evacuated. And I think people put this all toward climate change.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. As things get drier, as things get hotter, this is going to happen more. The fact that the president is basically a denier and that the people he surrounded himself with are deniers goes to the central premise that if we have no leadership when it comes to climate change, we're in real trouble, and we have to have that. I think Democrats will use it and use it effectively in the 2020 election.
Our political observer, Alan Chartung. Back to work.
Here we go, David. Another week, another dime, and another dollar.
Hooray.